This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for us to explore the world of the healthy, or to bring you into maximum health. The Maximum Health Zone is also known as the DJV Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and his wife, Mary, do untold good for thousands of people every year, tens of thousands of people, when you consider how many people listen to you on the radio, whether it's here or your local program in Salt Lake City. It's cool to have the access to the information that you have gleaned and the research that you and Mary have done over the years. So congratulations on that. And moving into what is on everybody's mind, I think we see the slope sliding on COVID. As a matter of fact, on the regular DJV Monday through Friday program, we were talking, Jack, and maybe you heard me discussing the fact that COVID has weakened because these things in their natural course, their natural life, these viruses weaken as they are split up, if you will, as they mutate. And so people say, oh, why is Omicron less potent than the one before it? And that's because it's weakening, and it'll go. That's why it's going to go away pretty soon, because it's weakening.
And well, yeah, there's others already in development right now. And the same thing will happen with them. Yeah. You know, without the political influence behind this SARS-CoV-2 that showed up 2 years ago, or over 2 years ago, if that hadn't been there, if they hadn't been pushing a scare program to sell vaccines, you never would have heard about it.
Well, I'll tell you something. We're in a sorry state of affairs. There's no question about that. And there's so many ways of dealing with the immune system. You talk about it all the time. I think what I've done, I know you and Mary don't approve, I enhanced my immune system. When I came to see you a couple of weeks ago, I loaded up on all kinds of standard process things, echinacea and golden seal, vitamin C, zinc. All of those things are available, by the way, if you go to a Forbidden Doctor. As a matter of fact, if you see something that you want, there are lists of things on the Forbidden Doctor website. So you can just email your orders into orders@ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just take a look at all of the things that are there. And if you have questions, you can call the office and discuss what these things do with Jack or Mary or members of the staff. Anyway, so the airports now, this is the latest. And everybody, when I, you know me, I'm like a dog on a bone. There are two or three issues right now that I'm on to, and I tend to do that. I tend to go in directions that other people don't in conversations on the radio. One of them is China, the Chinese government, and how they created COVID to try to destroy as many people as they could in the world. And now along comes 5G, which is another one that has sent me into the ozone. And people say, what are you so worried about? They'll fix it. Well, why didn't they fix it before? What I'm more interested in from your perspective is what 5G really does. What does it do to our brain, to our body? And maybe if we take these all apart and parse them, Jack, 5G, 4G, telephone waves, television waves, waves from the lights, the LG or whatever they call those, lights, the new lights.
I sound like LED.
Yeah. Anyway, all of that stuff, they're emitting all kinds of rays. I'm sitting here in a studio with three computers. I'm getting bombarded with all of this stuff. So what is it?
You ever had one of those flashlights where you could twist the end where the bulb is and have a wide spread of the light, or twist it down to where you have a very small circle of light?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what's happening here with the jump from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, and, of course, they're developing.
It's going to be faster. You need more speed.
Well, when you take that flashlight where it's spread all the way across the room and you twist that focuser down to where it's like a little 2-foot circle and it's extremely bright, yeah. The same thing with radio transmission or EMF, electromagnetic frequencies. I remember when I was in high school in physics class, my senior year in physics class, we didn't have the funds to build a laser, but lasers were just coming out then. This is in, you know, the late 60s. And lasers were coming out, and they had different kinds of lasers, and they were experimenting with what could you send through that laser signal. And those little lights, the little red light that you could create with a ruby red bulb inside the laser, and I think it was Park Davis that made those things, and it cost several hundred dollars, but you could make one. But all you would do is just have a little red dot. Now they have lasers that can cut through steel as the development of the concentration of that energy has occurred. Now, the same things happen with 5G. And the reason these airports are getting very upset about this is because just as little goofballs at the end of the airport will have these little tiny lasers, hand lasers, and they shine it at the cockpit of the airport thinking that they're funny, not the airport, but the airplane, they can actually blind a pilot, the same focused 5G can affect the transmission of equipment inside the airplane. It can affect the electronics of the airplane, and it can also affect communication between approach and departure control, as well as the pilot in the airplane. And there are those who are warning now that can affect something just as simple as the radio altimeter. You know, the old altimeter that would tell you how high up in the air you are off the ground.
Right.
There's a radio altimeter, and it uses a radio beam that it doesn't work with air pressure. It works with a radio signal that comes out of the bottom of the airplane, hits the ground, and comes back up and tells the airplane exactly within a foot how far it is above the ground. And when you're landing in weather conditions under total IFR, where you can't see a dang thing until about the last 500 feet where you can actually see the airport, and those 5G transmissions disrupt that radio altimeter, you're asking for some tragedy. And so the airports are saying, you've got to keep those 5G antennas away from our airports. And the 5G people are saying, hey, wait a second, Congress said they're okay.
Yeah, well, Congress said. Yeah, right. They did the research.
Right.
Well, the whole business, it seems to me, there's a lot of detail about it. But and I guess what prompted me the other night when I was flying back from visiting you and I went through Chicago, the visibility was zero.
Yeah.
So when you think about pilots that are dependent on all the instrumentation, because a lot of these planes can fly themselves anyway, pretty much.
Yes, they can land.
Yeah.
The big ones can land themselves.
Right. So under the circumstances, if you've got something out there that's interfering with that, the ability to land in pretty much zero visibility, it's a little spooky, frankly.
Well, it is. I mean, how many times do you look out the window if you're sitting there on the window side and you know you're coming in for a landing and they're too, yeah, we're going to land in 20 minutes or, you know, put up your seats and stuff, and you look out the window and you can't see anything but the reflection of the anti-collision light off the fog that you're coming through. Don't you feel a little bit queasy when that happens?
Yeah, for sure. All right, food for thought from Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's where you get all the information on the GAPS practice that he and his wife have. They're GAPS practitioners. He's also a NUCA board-certified chiropractor and serves, as I said, hundreds and thousands of people every year through his clinic. And the website for the NUCA information, the chiropractic info, is JackStockwell.com. Mm-hmm. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how My Pillow can give you back the essence of a good night's rest. The interesting information here now, the focus, if you will, on what My Pillow is doing. I was listening. One of the things that prompted me to think about the way we talk about My Pillow is listening to an ad on a radio station in Boston for My Pillow. and was one of the folks that works on the air. Hi, I'm Candy O, and I sleep on my pillow, and here's why. And I was thinking, you know what? That removes all the rest of the baloney that people talk about with regard to the product itself. It is a fabulous company, great employees. They're making the slippers are cozy. The dog beds are cool for your dog. The weighted blankets keep you warm this time of year. And those Giza Dream sheets, man. At the moment, you can take them up on their offer. Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So, again, MyPillow, the sheets, especially right now, a lot of them are going out the door because they're good. And this is a great deal. You buy one, and you get one free. That's it, a set at the regular price, and then the other set comes without cost. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and click on the free offer, the Giza Dream Sheets. That's the deal. MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DJV when you're online. Great MyPillow specials all across the board. Be sure to use the promo code DJV at checkout.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Sables.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2, in-store only.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
All right, back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. You know, we talk a lot about Mary, who is Jack's wife, and why it is that she seems to fit so well with Jack in this business, if you will, in this clinic, in the work that's done there to help out. When I first met Mary, she was telling me the story about how she'd had breast cancer. Apparently her grandmother died, if I remember the story, Jack, correctly, and it's in the family. And so I think I asked her about that. She was 37 at the time. She just had her 60th birthday. Can I say that on the air? I just did.
Well, yeah. Right? Yeah, and also it's birthday, breast lumps. She lumps. Didn't progress to cancer.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's how it starts.
While it was still lumps, yes.
Okay, so then the some of the things that Mary helps women with is instruction in how to feel your breasts and find the lumps and what to do about it. Because there is, you know, when you have something like that, when somebody says you got breast lumps, where does your mind go? Not to a good place. So consulting with Mary and doing some of the things that she's recommended over the years that she discovered doing her own research, she's still here. She looks great. She still has her breasts. I probably shouldn't be the one to say that.
You should probably be the one. you were here just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I noticed.
Voluptuous as ever.
Yes,
but
okay.
But anytime someone comes to us and says anything about breast lumps, first thing out of my mouth or her mouth, long life energy enzymes.
Yep.
You need the enzymes to break those lumps up.
And that's where there's all kinds of good reason, the GAP stuff, but there's all kinds of strengthening that comes from doing the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Check them out at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen, talking about you and your body. There's a very interesting thing floating around this week, Jack, about herbs. And I know we talk about herbs and the things that you can get through your website, the things that are listed from Standard Process. There's a study that came out this week. You probably saw it. It was in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that looked at the compounds that have herbs in them to better understand their nutritional value. And I thought to myself, who better to talk to about this than you? With a focus on oregano and thyme and things like that, some of the things that you have available at Forbidden Doctor, not that this is a commercial, but I do know that I take, there are a couple of things that are notable here that I take, minerals. You know, we talk about vitamins all the time. We don't talk about minerals. And we don't talk about where things come from. So what are the properties? Let's start with thyme and oregano. I know oregano tastes, awful.
Well, it's antibiotic. It has a very antibiotic effect to it, just like garlic. Mm-hmm. And so oregano oil has been used for centuries in that kind of an application. There are some very good studies that show that just garlic, raw garlic, has an antibacterial effect 100 times stronger than most antibiotics in the marketplace, with obviously no side effects, you know, other than your breath.
Mm-hmm.
No side effects at all. Garlic oil is a different. Oregano oil can be irritating to the skin, used in smaller amounts, but garlic oil can blister the skin because it is so concentrated in
so
certain chemicals.
So what does it do to your insides if you're taking it?
Well,
in
your
capsule?
Body, the inside of your body, all the surfaces inside your body that are involved with digestion and, you know, eating, swallowing, digestion, yeah, elimination, are all covered with mucus. A certain kind of mucus. That's why when your stomach is full of food and hydrochloric acid is released, you don't dissolve your own stomach, because the stomach wall will protect itself with the release of an anti-acidic mucus material that protects it. And the same thing with the strong base chemicals that come out of the pancreas to break down the fats and continue digestion after the food leaves the stomach into the small intestine. Again, it's covered with mucus. And the mucus passes on with the food to help lubricate the material passing on through the colon and out of the body. But oregano oil, we have a product called Gut Flora Complex. It's an herbal compound that has oregano oil in it. And it has an antibacterial effect for, it helps to balance the microbiome in the gut. Gut Flora Complex.
How do you get that? That's also available?
Orders, email orders at forbiddendoctor.com.
Yeah, all right. Gut Flora Compound. It's all about the gut, and that's where your expertise comes in, the GAPS practice. And I asked you about this because I had read, and I take these. I don't. That's why I said what I did about the taste of the oregano. But most of the things that taste bad are good for you. Didn't your mother tell you that when you were a kid? You take castor oil or something. I know this tastes terrible, but it's really good for you. And the better it tastes, the worse it is for you, like sugar and sweets. The worse it tastes, the better it is for you. So
yes,
that's how
the bad stuff, if you mix it with proper spices in your foods,
mm-hmm.
You know, then it's rather delicious, and you still get that great effect. This is where, when they first started coming out with antibiotics and drugs 100 years ago, it was because of the research on herbs.
All right. Well, I want to mix. I think I'll put, I didn't think about this, oregano on ice cream. Maybe that'll help me out a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Put some rosemary and thyme and all that stuff.
Put those
things on some ice cream or on a good chocolate chip cookie. That's a good one.
Well, now you're talking.
Or some nice, nice milk chocolate with caramel inside, and then put the thyme and oregano on top of that. You'll live forever. All right, coming up to 1:30, you're listening to DJV Health, Doug Steffen and Dr. Jack Stockwell.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Coast Guard is dealing with a suspected human smuggling venture out of the Bahamas. The Coast Guard was searching throughout the night for 39 people whose boat sank off of Florida's coast about 45 miles east of Fort Pierce. That's north of West Palm Beach. The latest accident follows another ill-fated crossing last week when 32 people whose boat capsized west of Bimini were rescued. Russian television goes propaganda. NATO is scrambling to strengthen its eastern flank. Western governments have warned of crippling economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. Well over 100,000 Russian troops are now massed at their border with Ukraine. Russian state television claims what threat last night and adds Western panic is fueling the tensions by arming the Ukraine. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
Our preferred path is diplomacy, and we can't predict where the mind of President Putin is. We've certainly seen aggressive actions and preparations increasing at the border.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After months of speculation, Democrat Congresswoman and Speaker 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi will seek re-election. Here's part of that announcement on Tuesday.
When people ask me what are the three most important issues facing the Congress, I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the housing and economic security of their families, a clean, safe environment in which they can thrive, and a world at peace and where they are all welcome and in which they can reach their fulfillment. That is my why I am in Congress, for the children. This is my story, and this is my song. As you hear me say, when you're in the arena, you have to be able to take a punch or throw a punch for the children. In terms of health, my first words on the floor of the House were to fight against HIV/AIDS, to fight the disease and discrimination. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support. I would be greatly honored by it and grateful for it. Thank you so much.
The Red Cross on Wednesday said humanitarian aid to Tonga is picking up steam after the airport was cleared of ash, making it safe for planes to land days after a volcanic eruption and tsunami devastated the South Pacific island chain. The Australian government said it will provide an additional $1.43 million in humanitarian funding to Tonga. I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back with Dr. Jack
and Dr. Doug. But we tease each other. You really are a doctor. I'm not, but I can play one on the radio. I have enough information after being exposed to people like you over the years to be dangerous. And after all, you guys both say the same thing. Jack says it. Ken says it. You don't use anything you learned in school because it's outdated. You've been out of school for a long time. So now you rely on your own research, your own experience, and your dealings with the people that you service in your clinic every day of the week. And I know that part of this, we spend time talking about Nuka chiropractic and how the upper cervical area of your body is enhanced by this kind of treatment. But we also spend a lot of time, it's what you put into your body. Isn't that the old expression, you are what you eat? So I guess my question about immune-boosting foods, do they really work?
are you better off eating a healthy diet? Kind of a stupid question, but at least talking about boosting your immunity, and we were going through my regimen, as I said before, the standard process stuff. When I went to your place, there's the immune enhancer that standard process has, and then there's echinacea, and there's golden seal, and there's zinc and vitamin C, and all those things. But can you really, this day and age, get all of that stuff out of food? That's really the question.
Well, you know, there's a constant study. Actually, it's not an organized study. It's an obvious study that's going on in America all the time. There are various isolated population groups in our country where if you look at their health profile and the health of their children, the survivability of babies in their first year of life, these kind, and the presence of cancer, arthritis, diabetes, heart attack, Alzheimer's in a particular isolated community as opposed to another community, and you compare, let's say the inner city, where people are not getting the sunshine, the fresh air, all these kinds of things, and they're eating out of a box and a bag and a can, as yep. opposed to the health profile of the Amish people mm-hmm. who are eating from the earth. And they're not around those kinds of high-energy influences. The Amish people do not have autism. It doesn't exist in their community. Wow. Now, some people say, well, it's because they don't get vaccines. I'm sure that's got an awful lot to do with it. But mm-hmm. they eat from the earth. And they have very low incidence of cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, heart attacks. That's right. And then when you look at the inner city, where tuberculosis now is back on an explosion, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, in the deeper inner cities, where the food choices are completely different, it's as obvious as day and night what is going on here. And the more we eat from the earth, that's one of the things I like about the Eastley Farm where you're at and what yeah. you produce there. Even the ice cream yeah. coming from raw milk, for Pete's
yeah.
sake.
Yeah.
If you're going, you know, if you're going to, anytime you can eat from the earth as best as you can, you're going to have a healthier health profile.
Well, it just makes nothing but sense. And so, getting it's combination. You know, I get a kick out of. I get annoyed every time I see that ad on TV for Nature's Choice, and the spokeswoman says this is the only vitamin recommended by nutritionists and pharmacists because it's been certified by some independent lab, which is the biggest crock of BS. Oh, the lab is owned by the parent company that owns and produces Nature's Choice. So, you can say whatever you want. It's like I suppose we could be accused of the same thing, saying what we want about, you know, the products that we promote. But, you know, I think that there's a sort of a credibility factor in all of this stuff. And when it comes down to the bottom line, it does make a lot of sense. I mean, that's really doesn't it make sense to eat good food that have immune-boosting qualities to it and then identify what the foods are? It's not a hamburger. It's not fried fish. It's not French fries. It's not a Coca-Cola. And none of those things. There isn't one bit of benefit, is there, in any of that stuff? Seriously.
Well, look at what happened to the Pima Indians in the southwest part of America at the turn of the previous century. Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, they have now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska. And I have been to Alaska 3 times. I haven't lived there, but I've been there 3 times. And I've been out to Nome twice. Mm-hmm. And I see the condition of the Inuit Eskimo out there based on what the American profile and dietary programs have done to those people, where once they were very strong and healthy. And it's horrible. Anytime you move, and it's what Dr. Lee referred to as the foods of commerce, as opposed to the foods of the earth, the foods of commerce. And anywhere on this planet where they moved in the foods of commerce, malnutrition began to show up very quickly, and even the succeeding generations after that suffered horribly because of the condition, the malnutritive conditions of the mothers giving birth to those malnourished babies.
And just the, I don't know, it just seems to make so much sense. Another point of interest here at this time of year is your weight and how weight is determined. In other words, is it all fat? Is the excess weight that you have? You know, we talked about this with regard to COVID. If you are way overweight, the spikes on the COVID, the little, it's not really a circle. That's a picture that somebody came up with. But when you get right down to the brass tacks, this virus has these spikes that have been engineered by the Chinese government in that lab to grab onto your fat. Now, your belly isn't the only place you have fat, but I guess I would wonder, why does the fat congregate there? Is it just because it's close to the stomach and the excess fat that comes out of your digestive system goes there?
Yeah, it's kind of genetically determined to do that, the belly fat. That's right, the pot belly, belly fat. For women, it's more on the thighs. For men, it's more in the belly.
You have some women around these days that are pretty heavy. I don't understand. Well, you know what I'm saying.
You're born with about as many fat cells as you're going to have. I know that sounds kind of crazy. You don't create more fat cells when you get fatter. The fat cells just absorb more of the fatty acids and the fat material so that the fat cells swell and swell and swell and swell. Mm-hmm. You don't grow them like you could grow muscle cells or something like this.
Right.
And
so, go ahead.
And so genetically, men have different fat distribution patterns than women do. But once those cells are maximized, your body's going to start laying fat in other areas that haven't been maximized. And that's why, you know, the organs, that the fatty liver disease, a third of people suffering from fatty liver disease do not consume alcohol, which is where it usually comes from. But when you overload the body with the wrong kinds of oils and the wrong kinds of fats, it simply can't process it. It just gums up the works, and so the body has to store it. And that's where we get this tremendous obesity factor we have in the country today.
Mm-hmm. So how can we lose the belly fat? That's where our sponsor Calitrin comes in. How this works, it really is very supportive. I suppose the ingredients tell the story. Frankly, the aloe vera and the enzymes that are in it. I think that the way the doctors put this all together, with the most important ingredient being collagen protein, these things all enhance your body and its ability to rebuild. So when you're losing all that that fat, that kind of muscle needs to come in and replace it. And that's where this comes in. Exercise, getting a good night's rest, all of that stuff, very important to you, rebuilding your body. So if you gain a lot of weight this last few months during the holidays or during COVID, go to toploss.com. Check out the product info that's there. Connect, if you will, with one of the staff members that they have that is happy to talk to people who are interested in being successful, losing weight, and more importantly, keeping it off the natural way. Calitrin certainly can help. You can find it by going to toploss.com, and when you're there, use the DJV code at checkout.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering.
because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Sables.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Sables has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Sables, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, belly fat. I look at belly fat and I wonder how much of the inflammation that we have as we have problems with our bodies, how much of that is caused by having too much belly fat?
The thing is it, obviously it's very burdensome to the body because the heart has to work harder to feed blood to all of those areas. Mm-hmm. But you've got the abdominal wall, and of course you're still sporting the same six pack you had when you were in high school. Right. Underneath that six pack is a layer of fat, and outside the six pack between that and the skin is where you're going to find the belly fat. And we talk about white fat and we talk about brown fat, and the white fat being the more dangerous because the brown fat's brown because it has nutrition in it and a better blood supply. The white fat is just gush. It's just that extra stuff you don't really need. And when it begins to show in the belly, you know it's building up inside the organs. It's building up inside the bloodstream. It's building up inside the heart. It's not just exclusive to the belly where this shows up.
That makes me wonder, as you look around the rest of your body, whether, you know, the cardiovascular disease that you see as an outshoot of the fat and the inflammation it causes and all the other serious problems. So it may be in one area, but it certainly does spread to other areas of the body because you've got a bloodstream. Right?
But why does your body store fat? You know, fat...
Stay warm. That's what the...
An insulation there, but it's the energy source. There's more than twice as much energy in a gram of fat than there is in a gram of protein or a gram of carbohydrates. More than twice as much. And every time you eat a meal, it may sound a little strange, but every time you eat a meal, your body doesn't know you're going to eat another one. And so survival mm-hmm. is the main directive inside the body. And any time you eat something more than your body requires in the next hour or two for its energy sources, it's going to convert it to fat. Especially carbohydrates are easily, when that glucose breaks down, or the carbohydrate breaks down into glucose in the bloodstream, and you got more than you need, your body instinctively is going to start converting that to fat to store it for another day when it needs it. Yeah. Now, we have come from generations and generations that preceded us 150 years ago, where they didn't get a three squares a day. And sometimes they may go a day or two without any food till they could find it. And that is written into our genetic structure. And it's still there. You're not going to get rid of that with 150 years of procreation.
I want to talk for just a moment that we have left about the practical side of what you do. A lot of people listen to this program are entrepreneurs. You are, your wife is. So I wonder how the Omicron, or maybe just in general COVID, has affected the people that you can hire to serve the clients that you have. This is a difficult thing across the board, and I've heard other doctors say it's very hard to get good help. Do you find that to be the case?
Oh, it is. You know, we've got excellent help. We've got great people working in the office with us now. But we had to go through a lot of people to find them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Today in training and attitude, all those good things, you'll find a lot of great attitude. Remember, when you find something that you want to order on the website Forbidden Doctor, just go to orders at Forbidden. Is it orders plural, right, Jack?
Orders plural. At ForbiddenDoctor.com. Tell us what you want.
Yeah,
and it's in an email. You have to do it through an email.
Yeah, well, the email is going into email is order. That's the address. Order at Forbidden Doctor.
Yeah, it is the email. I mean, it creates the email.
Dr. Jack here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen welcoming you in to another chapter of DJV Health with Jack Stockwell here, a focus on vitamin K. This is one of those vitamins, I think I've asked you about this, I certainly have talked about it on the air, off the air, because I was told my father died of a stroke because he had too much vitamin K in his system. Remember, I've told you this, I had this guilty thing, he'd been working in my garden, and he picked a bunch of spinach, and he brought it home and ate it in a salad, and then he had a stroke.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the vitamin K, why don't you explain what vitamin K does and why I was concerned about, well, yeah, you don't have to look into my brain, but the information. Well, you have looked in my brain. Jack looks, when Jack's examined me, he says, look into my eyes. Or maybe that's Mary who says, look into my eyes. At any rate,
vitamin K. As I'm sure everybody knows, vitamins get their name by the letter in the order in which they were discovered.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Really?
Vitamin A was the first vitamin discovered.
Who discovered it and when?
Back around just after World War One. Really? Prior to that, they knew there were vital substances that were occurring in food. They just hadn't identified it.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. This is earth-shaking information.
I've never heard this.
Somebody who's been taking supplements for years, maybe I wasn't curious enough to ask, how did vitamins get named? Why is it vitamin A? I thought it was the content. So now you're telling us something.
Yeah, it's the order
different.
In which they were discovered.
Wow. Okay.
In fact, vitamin D was thought to be one of the B vitamins at one time.
And, you know, and as more laboratory sophistication improved, you know, after 1900, then they were able to discover more and more of this stuff. Like vitamin B, there's a whole mess of vitamin Bs all the way up.
Yes.
In fact, there's about 30 of them.
It's confusing.
But we've numbered them up to 17. But there's several others that just, you know.
So is there such a thing as a catch-all vitamin B? Or I know I take vitamin B12 at your suggestion.
Yeah.
I take
vitamin B from food, mm-hmm. they're all there together. The vitamin B family is present all together.
Vitamin K.
Just some foods. Now, vitamin K, there's a certain cascade that goes on inside the bloodstream that allows clotting to take place. That cascade starts with the presence of calcium. And then vitamin K has an awful lot to do with the ability of the body to clot. And the reason I brought this up is because some Dutch researchers have just found out that people who have severe COVID-19 may very well be having very low levels of vitamin K.
See, this is very important. Listen up to this, because this is another way for you to combat it. But then you have that balance, because if vitamin K is a clotter, and you're older, and you take it, and your blood stick could be a problem, right?
Well, and also, vitamin K is very associated with the accelerated, what's called elastin degradation. Elastin is what allows the blood vessels to expand mm-hmm. when they need to expand. And we know that the vaccines are causing something called microclotting that's going on. And so in 123 patients in a hospital in the Netherlands, as well as compared to 184 control patients, they found that the patient's levels of vitamin K and the elastin degradation were found in patients with the virus who had unfavorable outcomes. And they had significantly higher levels of a particular protein that indicates low levels of vitamin K. Now they didn't just turn around and start giving these people vitamin K to treat the COVID-19, because that'll be in the next, an intervention trial is probably going to be the next thing that they do, and administering higher levels of vitamin K. But vitamin K just comes with our green leafy vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and it comes, you know, there's, it shows up in a lot of different aspects of our food intake. But that's one of the reasons why we have green leafy vegetables, or we're eating something that ate green leafy vegetables.
So, if I worried about my father having too much spinach.
The spinach, no. Well, he was, and based on my experience, Doug, he was on the edge. There's a lot of things that could have triggered that.
A lot of times
what they do is they look back, well, what's happened in the last 24, 48 hours, 7 days?
Mm-hmm.
And so he had a huge spinach salad. A huge spinach salad would only affect somebody like your father in that condition if he were already on the edge.
Because
there's thousands of people eating that much spinach every day with no clots.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you in part by the folks that bring you the safest way to lose weight and keep it off. Healthy weight loss equals Calitrin. And to find out all about, it's like the old town crier, hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. Go to toploss.com and see the story of Calitrin. There's plenty of it in stock. They're not having any supply issue problems. People that want to support their weight loss program by keeping the weight off the natural way, you want Calitrin for that. Find it at toploss.com and check out using the discount code DJV. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.